and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. 3/11/2021. It's a Thursday night show. And the Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. And surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers. Under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because He hath set His love upon me, and therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's a lot of fear that we get out here, and I keep hearing it around the edges. And I'm going to tell you, it's something that the emotional curve over the years, I've run it up and down and run it up and down now. Since the more I get with Lord Jesus, the more I get with Jesus, the less fear I have. And I'm going to tell you what, if you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, that is the first preparation that you need to make, because you'll have everlasting life with Him in heaven. If you were to lose your life here on the earth, then you would be with Him in heaven. Now, it's kind of interesting, because I'll tell you, I was looking at a movie last night. It was The Fifth Wave, and I initially didn't watch that movie back a few years ago whenever it came out. I wasn't sure about it, and then I just happened to see it. I said, well, I'm going to check this out, all right? And the gist of the movie is that there is a large alien or spacecraft, or a large spacecraft of people they call the Others. And it's going over the United States, and it's coming right over Ohio. And as it does, the setting comes out with a young girl in high school. It's like a senior in high school. Some other kids and her parents, etc. But anyway, the first wave is an EMP attack by the spacecraft. Knocks out all the EMP in the United States and actually in the world. Takes it all out. But let's just focus on the Ohio part. It took it all out in the U.S. And so then all of a sudden, then you see them in a situation where they're having to go get drinking water, and they've got, you know, water bottles, and going to the creek or the stream or the little spring or whatever to fill them up and all that. And in the midst of that comes the second wave. And the second wave is earthquakes. All right? Earthquakes. And it hits everywhere in, not only in Ohio, the earthquakes hit and huge fissures, but then the Great Lakes come forward and start to flood a lot of different places. And then on the coastlines, the coasts have tsunamis all over the place. And so we're at a situation where the second wave then is the quakes. The third wave was, guess what? A viral plague, a virus. They had quarantines and the masks, and they had quarantine areas and the police and the military and all that stuff. And then it goes on, you know, into the fourth wave, and the fourth wave is the are the drones of the others and hunters. They've got people on the ground, and they look just like humans. They look just like humans, okay? But they're not. They got a different brain or what have you, okay? So that would be one of the about the fourth wave. Then the fifth wave is going to be, it turns interesting, because what happens then is that, guess what? The people from Wright-Patterson, the military that come from Wright-Patterson, or who are training up people and taking the young kids, and in the movie, they kill the adults, but they take the kids. It's kind of interesting because I pieced that together with the border. They're taking thousands and thousands of unaccompanied children. And, you know, when I first started to see this phenomena under Red China Joe, Beijing Joe, I started to see that. I said, man, I wonder if they're going to take those children and they're going to sort them out. They're going to look at them by intelligence and different behaviors and different things. And they're going to ship them on the train underground to the various underground bases, like under the Puzzle Palace in Maryland. And they're going to be indoctrinated and taught and trained. It's exactly what they did in this fifth wave movie. Now, I've told you before that you need to watch Jericho, and you need to watch Operation Blackjack, and to get an idea of what's coming. Brother Quayle is giving you tremendous information. He talked to you years ago about the bio weapons to be used, and breathe no evil, and then he got into the weather wars and all the things. And yesterday, a day earlier than what it was supposed to be, I felt a wind coming like crazy, and I said, man, they're using the tunneling laser. And it was like, woo, I mean, the wind was so whipping so bad. And the day before, there'd been hardly any wind, but it got up to whipping about 40 mile an hour. You know, it's like really fast wind. Well, that told me that they were hurrying up the system, because they're supposed to be dumping all this snow into Colorado, all right? Colorado, Utah, different places, and on up into the, you know, Wyoming, the Dakotas, etc. And then a lot of rain. So then after the wind, then I had rain. We had rain that was just like real hard rain that came out of nowhere and lasted about 10, 15 minutes. I mean, just pouring down, driving, blah, 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 blah. And that was a day early. So I said, uh-oh, they're trying to hurry it up and to do something, because they're getting ready to use the weather warfare to cover what's getting ready to come. And then we've all heard, about the stupid Red China Joe and his crew and Austin and all these people. You know, I don't know what, they're all busy getting their sex change operations in the military for free. I guess you can, you know, get all your parts, you know, changed and all of that. And the guys can start wearing dresses and the girls can start, never mind. It's just too incredibly crazy. And what it is evil rearing its head. And you've got a guy who doesn't even know what his name is, who is presiding over what has been the most powerful nation on the planet, has been. And he's taking us into the New World Order. He's taking us into the Luciferian New World Order, and they're doing it all at once on about 10, 12, doing it, let's say, 33 fronts or 13 fronts. They're just pressing ahead. Another thing I got out of this movie, and I thought about this too, right as it was said. The father tells the daughter, he says, Punkin, he says, nothing is safe anymore. And I thought to myself, well, that's not right. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And even if you're to stand against the evil, and you were to lose your life, remember what Jesus told you there, where I've read it to you so many times, out of Luke 21, right? Let me just read it again instead of trying to paraphrase it, because it doesn't make sense, doesn't get it wrong. And ye shall be betrayed, verse 16, Luke 21. Both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Now, they're going to make it real easy, aren't they? Going to make it real easy, because what they're trying to go to now, you got Christine Lagarde and you got the Federal Reserve guy, Jerome, whatever his name is. They're all talking about how we need to go to cryptocurrency, digital currency. That's the new deal. That's the new thing. Well, that way, they get you onto crypto, and that's why crypto is paying high interest rates to get you in there in certain areas. You get a return on investment if you put it into a crypto account. But the fact is, the more they get you into digital currency, the easier it is for them to zero you out and cancel you. And so therefore, I would tell you, you need to get the things that will allow you to barter or that will always have value. See, gold and silver should be going way on up based on the inflation predictions and the collapse predictions, potential for war, etc. And the fact that we are entering into this New World Order, Luciferian New World Order, it's being jammed down, being jammed in through it. And it's going to be a grinder. It's going to be a meat grinder, you see. Because they would like to see no more than 500 million people on planet Earth. Malthus and those people, the father of economics, Malthus, Thomas Malthus, and all the different people there in London back in the old days, figured out, calculated out that the Earth could supply no more than 500 million population. Okay? And that was an easy number to manage, you see. And that everybody could have enough, and the rich guys could be really, really rich. But everybody else could eat, you see, with that number. And that's what they put in the Rosicrucian guy came and brought the money, allegedly, and paid it to the Georgia banker, and they put it up there in the Georgia Guidestones. Population, planet Earth. No more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. Ba, 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 ba. Baloney. That means about 7 billion people got to die. We're at 7.3, 7.5, whatever we're at right now, billion on the planet. And in the midst of a food crisis starting, and we already had, for the last number of years, we had herd levels of cattle and pigs and chickens, and we had all the different stuff where they were killed off in floods. Remember all of that? The big floods in the Midwest, Missouri, Mississippi, and all the different rivers, Ohio, everything, Illinois, all flooding. And all of that weather stuff that was going on back then, it killed off a large number of the herds. And we already, 2 years ago, the herd level in terms of supplying the population of the United States was at about 1952 levels. So that was a herd of beef and pigs and chickens, etc., that basically supplied a population of about 140 million. So if you've got 350 million, which with the illegals, and they're coming across now, you're going to have another several million a year coming in right now. If they don't quit, they're not going to have a rush and have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more million come in this year. So I'm telling you, we got a food crisis. I've been telling you for how many years, if you can do nothing else, then buy at least one more can of chunky soup or Progresso soup. Meat, potatoes, vegetables, and the liquid already in it. No, it's not the best whole foods, organic this, that, and the other. And, oh, it's got salt in it. Yeah, I know all of that crap. But I'm going to tell you what, you can open that up, and you can eat that, and you'll have strength. You'll be able to work. You'll be able to fight. You'll get the basic nutrients. And even if you're a few years down the road past that date, because I talked to, I talked to a major canning company representative back at the turn of the century, our turn of the century here, the millennium bug time. And I asked him what the date on the canning on the top of the cans was for the vegetables they were canning. He says, that's the date that we can guarantee that what's listed on the side of all the vitamins, minerals, and all the stuff that fulfill the requirements of the, percentage requirements of the daily intake of this vitamin or that mineral or what have you. He said, that's the date on the top of that can that's stamped. It doesn't mean the food is bad. Just means we can guarantee 100% of those items listed on the side of the label of the can for that long. And that there still is food value, and if it's kept in a cool place and the can is not burst or have cracks in it or dents or anything else, or when you open it up, it doesn't have a bad odor, smell, or what have you, or any kind of, the stuff on the top, the crusty looking junk, then it probably is still good and edible, as most canned goods have been for years. Now, will they taste as good as they did the first year? No, I don't necessarily think so, but we're talking about rations. Now, you can still get some of the long-term storage food, and I urge you to do it. That Patriot, their stuff, apparently they're still be able to make a lot of it right now and have some. Get you some, as much as you can get. Start to get water in the water blocks or the small water barrels or the, I have it in 50-gallon, 5-gallon drums, so I wish I had it in the smaller containers. And you can use the oxygen purification stuff, the aerobic 7 and different things like that can be added to the water, and you'll have at least 5 years to where none of the bad stuff will grow in it if you add the proper amount of that liquid into your water barrel or whatever, or your water jugs. If you don't have that, you can do different things with a certain number of drops of unscented Clorox type bleach, high quality bleach, and that can be done. You can also, of course, you should have a Berkey filtration system with the black Berkey filters or whatever. Some of the Kadidine stuff, the pure stuff is good. The big ones where they've got the ability to take out the viruses, bacteria, and the parasites, and the chemicals. And if you have a couple of them, you're better off. And then extra filters for whatever it is you've got. Not just one of the little tiny ones like if you're, you know, going camping, but even that would be better than nothing. Now, you can also boil your water, which is a good thing to do. Strain it and then boil it. How do you strain it? Take an old T-shirt or old white T-shirt or something like that and strain it through that. And that would help you. Cheesecloth, whatever it might be. But we're going to have to start making sure you're doing that. Because apparently, according to the Hal Turner, militias inside Syria are moving very many rockets and what is being described as heavy missiles into position within striking range of U.S. troops in the Deir ez-Zor, Syria. Rockets and missiles are clearly being aimed at U.S. bases, okay? And that's raw intel, supposedly from in the field in Syria. And you see, here's the deal. We're starting a war. They want to start the Luciferians, want to start the Gog-Magog war. And there was all this telltale posturing, which was like top secret. But they were telling everybody about it, how the U.S. and how Biden was going to do a cyber attack on Russia. Well, he's doing what the Red Chinese are telling him to do. The Red Chinese want the United States and Russia to fight. Because if you see that, you see the Gog-Magog War, Ezekiel 38:39, you do not see the eagle talked about. Okay, after that, you're not going to see the eagle too much. Because Russia could zap us with the hypersonics real pronto quick. And if nothing else, they could just take out all of the power grid in the United States and the command and control. But if China, you see, who allegedly gave $1.45 billion with a B dollars to China Joe, Red China Joe's son, the Hunter man, okay, because he was such an expert at investing. Oh, baloney, horse hockey. So basically, Red China Joe is owned, all right? So if they're getting him to do the thing to go after Russia, because after all, it was Putin that was running Trump. Trump was a Russian agent, right? Collusion, right? Horse hockey. So then what do? Red China Joe wants to go to war and do a cyber attack on the Russians and then go in with the Europeans into the Crimea, all right? But they've already told everybody that. Yeah, we may be coming next week, all right? Well, like I said, Putin has said, basically, you wanna get froggy, then I'm your huckleberry, because I'm not going along with what China says or what the New World Order says, all right? So China would like to see Russia and the United States nail each other, all right? And then Middle East and Israel, all that. And then the Red Chinese would be comprising the 200 million man army at Armageddon in Israel. They would be the 200 million man army, apparently, along with some others. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it looks like we're headed to war. And it looks like China Joe's got his orders from the Red Chinese. Or as far as he's concerned, he gets it out of a Cracker Jack box while he's eating the Cracker Jacks and eating his chocolate ice cream cone. He's dreaming about good paying union jobs, which he fired all the best ones in terms of the highest numbers. Guy's making $100,000-$200,000 a year, you know, on the pipeline. So anyway, there's no political solution to this stuff, as Brother Quayle has said. And isn't it interesting that they're trying to shut Steve down and all of his outlets of all of his places to go to get you the information? They're trying to cut him off. trying to cut him off and like his podcast and that kind of stuff. And I'm going to tell you what, right now you can go to stevequayle.com or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you, and Steve can still get you gold or silver or platinum. He can get you night vision. He can get you a number of different things. But if nothing else, he can also, the most beneficial thing that Brother Quayle is bringing to you is knowledge and understanding of where we are in the history and why we're coming back in to the days of Noah. We're the Luciferians, and we're going to see. Men's hearts are going to fathom for what comes upon the earth, or on the earth. We're going to see the giants and the fallen angels, the alien pod scum, the recreation of the stuff that was being done with the Nephilim. We're almost right there. And what's characteristic about all that timing is that the last time, like the fallen angels, when they first came down, Anu, and before that it was Enki and Enlil, the half-brothers. Anu et coeptus, you ever heard that on a dollar bill? Anu et coeptus, Anu, okay? Read Zechariah Sitchin's books. 12th planet, that kind of stuff, and get an idea. It doesn't take away from the fact that our Father in heaven is our Father in heaven, or that Lord Jesus is Lord Jesus. It's just telling you about the fallen angels, okay? The watchers that you can read about. In the ancient books. But Brother Steve Quayle has got all the information you want. Get onto his podcast so he can get that to you. Sign up for his upcoming June conference coming up, which will be done online again. Get his books, The Giants, you know, Weather Wars, all the different things, Angel Wars, Empire Beneath the Ice, Promise of the Premise, Premise of the Promise. All the different books. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to need to show them to your children along with reading them the Bible so that they will understand, because they, like the children in that movie I was watching, they were the ones that were being brought up to, well, in this case, tricked into killing their own survivors on this planet Earth. For some very similar looking others, quote unquote. So I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of stuff's getting ready to go on. We went tit for tat with Putin. Biden attacked the position where the Iranians were coming into Syria, which was near the corner up there and northeast Syria. And then that area has also got oil fields up in there, and also where the U.S. and where the Turkish forces and some of the Israeli special ops, probably Sayeret Mactal and people like that, were located at. And there was these little oil patch there and oil storage facilities and that kind of stuff, and refineries and wells. And then the Russians took that out because that was the little mini slush fund. So all of this is part of starting the Gog-Magog War, 38-39 Ezekiel. And I started out telling you about that a long time ago because the Lord gave me that, and I've given you enough years as you listen to prepare. Most of you, and a lot of you, are already prepared, and then we've got so many hundreds of thousands of new people that listen, all right? And the archives go everywhere. And you can get the archives. You know that as you're listening, You can go to stevequayle.com, scroll down to the end of the daily stories. You'll see List of Hawk Radio. Then just bookmark or save that as a favorite. And then that's the archive spot as well. Global Star. That's who puts it up. That's the satellite people, the good satellite people that put it up and used to put Steve's show up over the years. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it just gets so wild and crazy all the time. The kids are not back in school. They're falling backward. Except some that I know that are being homeschooled. And they have signed on with certain curriculums where they do some stuff with some of the people in the curriculum locally. But then as they tested themselves in the homeschool thing, they've taken some of the standardized tests. The kids I know of are way ahead of the game. Not the ones. They're not watching the public school Zoom, Zach, and Zika, where the teacher is giving it to you from the, you know, the Bahamas somewhere. And not all teachers are like that, but I'm just trying to say, like in New York and Chicago and L.A., they're all going on vacations. They're all getting paid, but they don't have to go to school. They're unionized, and that's the way they're doing it. Other teachers are trying to come up with creative ways of doing it and doing stuff and making a difference. But the homeschool curriculums that I've seen and then what was done, they've taken standardized tests. They're like way ahead. Several different ages of children in one family, and they're way ahead of where it should be because their mom is able to help them to do it. And their father. And they then take some of the online stuff in their group or their pod or their homeschool grouping, all right, where they're in with other people, mostly of a Christian formatted study curriculum or protocols. So I know about all kind of people out there, and I know of some down in Texas who are, I'll bet they're getting to be ahead of the game. Just brilliant, smart children. Very fit. Good parents. And that is the key. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you got to have both people working. It's hard to do to school kids if you're both having to work, which most people do. But there's got to be a way of teaching somebody. And I'm going to tell you what, I would not ever let a kid get behind. I would give them extra stuff to study. I'd find out what their interests were, and I would try to show them new things. Like, for instance, ask your children what the Fibonacci spiral is. Fibonacci spiral. And I know some that know that because I recommended their father to ask them and to tell them about that. The Fibonacci spiral. Or you could look up the golden mean, okay? The other thing I'm going to tell you about kids and about intelligence and IQs and that kind of thing is that the more vocabulary that children have, and the Lord is telling me to tell this right now. That's why I'm focusing on this. I don't have the next other hot little button right this second, other than to recommend to people out there with children or grandchildren or nieces or nephews, whatever, is that the vocabulary is extremely important. And the understanding of the language and all of that. And that you need good dictionaries that are appropriate for the age of the child. And I like the American Heritage Dictionary. You can, you know, the Webster and different things are good. But get one that is suited to their age as best as possible. And then give them a list of, oh, I don't know, 5 words, 10 words a day. 5 would be good. For them to look up 5 words and to look up the definitions of them and to then explain the definitions of them to you and then write a sentence using the word correctly with the definitions. Another thing I would tell you is this. So when you don't know something, you're going over words and stuff, and if you don't know the word, it will goop you up on your comprehension and understanding what you're reading. I remember reading a weekly reader once in third grade. And I didn't know the word. The word was mechanic. And I thought it was Mexican. So I didn't understand that article, okay? And the teacher said, well, what are you talking about with this stuff, the Mexican? And I had gotten the word wrong. I'd read it wrong and was seeing it incorrectly. So then I got lost in reading the weekly reader in class to the class. The teacher would say, read this portion or whatever. So that is a key thing. I didn't know what mechanic was, and I thought it was something else. So anyway, you can get into language. And then one of the questions I'll ask yourself, what's the definition of the word the? What's the definition of the word of? What's the definition of the word a or ah, a, or an, or and, or for, F-O-R? If you look up the definitions of the little words and understand what they are, then it will give you a better comprehension of what you're reading, because you read stuff and you've gone over about 100 different of those words that you didn't know what the meaning of it was. The is an article of speech indicating a particular or a item or a thing, person or what have you, okay? But look them up. Use them in a sentence. I know that my grandmother gave my mother and her sister, they were given like 10 words a day to look up. And also, they were given like the names, the scientific names of a flower. And then they were asked to do a watercolor of the flower. That was the homeschooling done by an old-fashioned country school teacher, my grandmother, who went to college, a normal school in old Normal, Illinois, back about 1906 or 7. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is you can do things that won't take you much time, like picking up 5 words for your kids to learn new words every day, okay? 5 words every day for them to look up in a dictionary and to do it. And the more vocabulary that they can use, the better off you are. The other thing I can tell you is for children is go back to what we used to do. You remember when you used to diagram a sentence? Diagram a sentence, right? Subject, verb, adverb, etc. You can do that. That's called syntax. S-Y-N-T-A-X, syntax. And you understand how sentences are put together, okay? And you get children to be able to be more familiar with the language and the words in the language, how to use the language. And reading out loud is a good thing for them to do. Because when you have a kid read out loud, if you see him stumbling on something, then look down there at the book, say, well, what are you stumbling on? Well, it's this part right here. There's probably something in there they're not understanding. Help them with it. That's stuff that can be done easily right off the bat. Anyway, let me just say this to you, is that I'm also hearing about in the VA, while we're at the midst of this whole bit, Trump thought he fixed the VA. He really never did completely. But he improved it a great deal, and he made it to where if somebody treated a veteran badly, they could lose their job or get keel hauled for it. You know what I'm saying? They could get nailed for it pretty bad and get gotten rid of. So things improved in the VA. Now that Beijing, Red China Joe's back in, it seems to have flipped all the way back around, okay? And what I've been hearing about is what I used to hear back during the Obama era. I remember a VA, a guy who used to go to the VA, and while nobody else was there, there was a certain one of the a male nurse, okay, or a doctor, could have been one of the younger doctors, just looked at the guy in the eye and said, how long are you going to let this go on? You're just a drain on your family and on the government, you know. Why don't you just end it? That was the suggestion. Wasn't that a wonderful suggestion to give one of the best and brightest and most valuable military assets in the day that was going on? That was somebody with tremendous courage and valor and noted for it? And because of their service, they're in deep trouble with certain items, you know, in their health. And then poor the young doctor say, why don't you just end it and get rid of, you know. In other words, take your own life. Now we're starting to hear that crap again from what I understand from different people. They're saying they're making things like, well, now this, you've got a do not resuscitate on your file here. Well, that means that we shouldn't probably give you food or water either, you know. So they're talking about in VA hospitals withholding food and water. Well, that was, you know, not something I liked because they did that to my mother. And they did it under the guise of Cop D. Well, she had Cop D. We don't want her to aspirate into her lungs if she eats food or drinks water. Just touch some to her lips. Well, that dehydrator, that really gooped her up. And she was still holding on before then hot shotted her. At the time, I went to go get a sandwich, a cup of coffee at midnight. And without revisiting all of that, they murdered her. The nurses murdered her, all right? And that's when I came in. I'll go into it a little bit. I came in and I ordered that nurse out of the room under the name of Jesus. And she started squealing and wailing like a demon. And I could see the demon inside of her. And I said, I told you again, in the name of Jesus, get out of this room. And she went screaming, ah, and ran out of the room. And then there was a young candy striper woman there. A young African-American woman. I said, you know, when somebody acts like that, when you've ordered them out in the name of Jesus, that person is demonically possessed and is evil. And that woman, that nurse, that woman gave my mother a shot, which took her oxygen absorption rate from a 96 down to about an 85 in about less than 30 minutes. I mean, going to get a cup of coffee and a sandwich. So they're now asking the VA is starting to hint at, oh, well, your do not resuscitate, meaning not, you know, don't hook you up to all the different things and you know, do not use, you know, endless, put you on the machines and all that stuff. But it doesn't mean to withhold the water or food. But what's going on is this. They're going to try to kill the veterans off because the veterans know how and what where the bodies are buried. The veterans know how to fight. The veterans know the difference between communism, socialism, fascism, Nazism. They're all basically the same thing. They're on the far left. Controlled by a few over the whole schlemiel or the whole group of people. And they know all that. They're smart. They got tremendous guts and, you know, valor, honor. You got to get rid of those guys so that you can then take their money and give health care to the illegal aliens. So then you can take them and take them to the deep underground and take the best of their crews and make them the next no such arsehole men in black brigade, okay? Or the occult officers, or the Luciferians, or the ones you're going to send to your base on the, you know, the moon or Mars, or another off-planet location. And the others, you're going to make them into the secret police and have them go and terrorize regular Americans. If nothing else, the elite will use them as servants. Good paying union jobs. Bull crap, Red China Joe. You're full of it, Red China Joe. Commissar Kamala is about ready to come in. She sits up at night every night taking phone calls from all the leaders in the world. Well, Red China Joe goes to bed at 7 o'clock. He's got to stay up late tonight. Ladies and gentlemen. So they're starting to hear again. Well, why don't you just end this? You see, telling the veterans, little whisper in the ear stuff. How long are you going to let this go on? Well, I'm going to tell you what, the VA had better learn at some point in time that stuff is all going to change, and that those people who are doing that, the angels of the Lord Jesus are going to come. They're going to pluck you up like tares out of the wheat field, and they're going to throw you into the furnace of fire, and you're going to burn forever in the plasma fire. It'll send you forever. Same way with the Luciferian politicians. And all the scumbags are going to take their orders. Whether it's Department of Human Sacrifice or the military or a police department or, you know, a sheriff's department working for the Luciferian overlords. Be a peace officer. God bless those all over. I'm not going to mention names because in this day and age, now you've got, what do we got now? We got AI because of a company in California. AI has records, facial recognition, plus almost all the data on over 3 billion people on the planet. I would say that's probably tied in with the Google. All right? And the Red Chinese. Allegedly, I would say for Google and allegedly for the Red Chinese. Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. Allegedly, allegedly. I can hear Big Mac out there laughing. And a few others. Dadgummit Hawk, you know exactly what to say on those kind of things. Well, I'll tell you what. There's a whole lot of good shooting people. Good iron sight shooters, scope shooters. That are excellent with rifles. And I'm going to tell you what. The further away you can engage the enemy, the better up you are. Then you don't have to eventually then go hand to hand. You know? If you can drop them at 1,000 yards or 800 yards, then go back to eating dinner, pay it, no, never mind, and that's the way to be. Heat up your can of chunky soup or get you a little rice and throw that on top of it, you know. It's called it Hawk's Jambalaya. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcomed and wanted. It could be Federal Reserve notes, medals, silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, whatever it is. Bit of gold, whatever it might be. Check is fine as two. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord return that to you 10,000 fold. And God bless all of those. whether you be on Mars Hill or Beatrice, Nebraska, or you be in Bellevue, Washington, or you be off the coast of South Carolina, or you be down in Florida. All of the good people from Texas, California, good people in California. The old War and Soul Drive crew, all the good people. Nevada, the Maine Maniacs, the Buffalo Gals. God bless y'all up there. The North Carolina Mountain Jackson, Piedmont, and coastal people. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I can't list everybody's name or everything, and then there's just too much. But you can also contact Old Hawk, Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. And, you know, you got something to say there, you can send me an email, you know. And every time I give this out, then I get all kind of phishing emails and all kind of stuff from the federal government type people. Well, incidentally, you guys need to get better at what you do, because your fishermen, for the most part, telltale it up, move too quickly, think that everybody's as dumb as they are. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, sincere things, please. I will say this to you as well. Brother Quayle has got so much information that you can get his books and all of his things. And I'm telling you, buy the books and save them, because they're going to come in handy when the web goes out, when the internet goes down. And it will, along with all the bank accounts, all the 401ks, the stock funds, the banks, the cryptocurrency, the digital currency, all that stuff goes bye-bye. With Brother Quayle, you can still have gold or silver, and you can still have his information, and you can still have a good reading Bible, all right? And if you like, a concordance or two, you know, on the side. But I'm just going to say to you, buy the books. Buy the physical books and get them. If you had seen Weather Wars from Brother Quayle or Breathe No Evil years ago, you would understand what's been going on. You know, other books, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Emerging Viruses. I remember meeting him and reading that book back in the 90s. Told about how AIDS got started and who did it. Now we have the situation now where they still won't even tell you, and they're saying, oh, we're investigating it. What happened with the Wuhan? I told you from January last year. But basically, they were doing gain of function research. The Chinese were inside the United States with some doctors from North Carolina, with Fauci and others from the NIH and other parts of it, with U.S. Aramid, you know, the Army, you know, bioweapons labs, the Plum Island stuff out there, you know, off the coast of New York and Connecticut, not far from Lyme, Connecticut, where the Lyme disease started, you know. And then now out in Kansas, out here, we're at right across the road from Kansas State. They're putting in the level 4 bioweapons lab there, replacing it from Plum Island, or augmenting it, right in the middle of the biggest wheat and cattle country in the world. Stupid. Food supply. Stupid to put that in the midst of the food supply. So all of this digital currency is all designed to get you into the digital, so they can just, with a flip of a switch or a touch of a button, just take you out. Nobody knows the exact days and times on any of this stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of wars, rumors of wars, are there not? Pestilences, famines, earthquakes in diverse places. And Jesus said all of these are the beginning of sorrows. In other words, it's going to get worse. Read about the watchers, the fallen angels in the book of Enoch. Brother Quayle can get you turned on to that. I think there's a copy of that, a book in the back of his book, Angel Wars, the whole copy of the book of Enoch, I believe. Read about it. Understand it. Because we're living it now. We're in it now. And it looks like things are going to get better. Well, did you see, like Brother Quayle's talking about Ebola, you know, on his podcast and stuff here in the last few days or last week or so? Well, did you see that there was a Congolese person from the Congo in Africa, was on a bus, I believe, in Pittsburgh, and they suspect that he has Ebola because he started, blood started coming out of his mouth, the nose and the eyes and what have you on the bus. Well, that means he's infecting people there. Look at that movie Outbreak about the Mataba virus. Outbreak, Outbreak. Dustin Hoffman. Watch that movie. And I'm going to tell you one more time, you had better get yourself military-grade gas masks with military-grade bioweapon filters. Okay? Several of them for each person. And a Tyvek gap soup or better, with the cookies and all the stuff. Doc, don't go into their history. And I'm not a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the Luciferians, the enemies of the Lord Jesus, the enemies of the United States. Ben Dankman, I know you're Ben Dankman. Nicky loves the book. Stand the opposite. Road track hill. Garden. Do your studies. Build your body up and learn how to fight. Now. Yeah. May the Lord Jesus bless you. May he protect you against all evil and provide you super abundance. Go out and get all that you need and want to prepare for what is already happening. Good night.